Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Unlimited, a weekly show that encourages you to remove the chains of incorrect programming and thoughts of lack and limitation. Living Unlimited is about embracing joy, harmony, and peace while releasing yourself with ease. I am your host and field guide, Sharonda Crone, and I am honored to have you with me on this journey today.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Thank God it's today, right? First and foremost, I want to give a great big Father's Day shout out to my husband and an awesome father, Martin Crone. He is holding it down over here in the Crone household, assisting me in raising three awesome children. And I also want to send a happy Father's Day shout out to all the men out there today. You know, being a father is very sacred. It is the activity of life. And so today and every day, I want to let you know that I do honor you. There are many, many lessons that our fathers can teach us. So whether they were physically present or not, emotionally present or not, there is a way of being that we can learn from our fathers. And we also have the capacity to go within and connect with our spiritual father. That consciousness that is within us, that lies in the center of us, is all-providing. So as you partake in your celebrations today, enjoy being who you are, and as a result of the lessons you have learned from your fathers, go out and just make it awesome, live unlimited, lean into the best of what your father could give you. Today we are going to be discussing what it means to say yes to God. Yes, beloved, yes. And before we start in on that subject, I just want to take a moment right here and just center in prayer. So as we just hold for a moment, stop, take a deep breath in and release. Another deep breath in, breathing all that is love, wisdom, peace, joy, prosperity. Take it all in. And exhale, fear, thoughts of lack and limitation, anxiety, feelings of unworthiness. Let it go. Deep breath in. And release. And again. Breathing in, I am that. And releasing, I am. Father, Mother, all in all, God, we thank you for the opportunity to come together once again this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to celebrate the activity of life, those who participated in the bringing forth of life, and those who participated in the nurturing of life. We call those people fathers, but they are in the form of masculine and feminine entities. And for all of those who have taken the time to nurture, to provide, we thank them. And we thank you, God, for nurturing and providing for us each moment, every day, always and in always. We thank you for the wisdom and understanding that comes with saying yes to the universe that has our back at all times. We open ourselves to the wisdom, to the love, the peace, prosperity, to the knowledge of what it means to be fully immersed in the permission that is granted to us to live a life beyond our dreams, to live a life beyond our wildest expectation, to be shown what it is like to be carried, to be shown what it is like to walk without fear into our purpose and our destiny. For that, we are so grateful. We say a prayer for those today who are unable to express, who are unable to receive, that they may become open and receptive to the light that is within them. And they go forth and shine that light and touch someone, and so that they too have permission to shine. We thank you, God, knowing that the words that we speak this morning does not go out void, but goes out to create that which we send it to do. Knowing that it is returned to us, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing in abundance, resting in our lap, only to send it out into the universe again. And it is in that knowing, it is in that power, it is in that dominion that we pray. Amen. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Hey, did you hear the universe is calling? So what does that mean for you to say yes? Yes, beloved, yes. Saying yes means accepting everything that life puts in front of us. Saying yes means starting a conversation with God that starts with yes. It means acknowledging that you are fully supported in life. Saying yes, beloved, yes, is finding peace even in challenging and painful circumstances. And in saying yes means you release resistance and begin to refocus your energy and accept your current situation instead of trying to push it away. That's what saying yes to the universe means. We have such a capacity to be these great, loving, prosperous, healthful, wisdom-filled, power-filled people. And sometimes, I know for me personally, it's a little bit scary to think about what all of that means, what all of that entails, and the responsibility that goes with it. Acknowledge that I am fully supported in life means that there is really no reason for me not to step into the greatness of my purpose and destiny. There, I have a big picture for my life, and I'm sure that you do as well. And so we allow incorrect programming, societal training, parental upbringing to limit us just a little bit. And we find ourselves with an ambiguous feeling of wanting more. Something higher, something greater, something bigger, something deeper. And we can have that. First, acknowledge that is already within you. All you have to do is be open to the expression of it. And so as you begin to refocus your energy by accepting your current situations, you release the resistance of trying to push it away. Because I'm sure that you've heard, what you resist persists. So as long as you have this, you're tired from pushing, you are unable to allow what is already there to spring forth. There's a passage in the Bible that says, ye of little faith, if you speak to the mountain, it shall be moved. So acknowledge that there is a mountain in front of you. Know that you have the power with your speech to overcome that obstacle, and then you don't have to waste unwanted energy and trying to push it away. So we're going to get a little bit deeper into that when we will return. We're getting into the business of saying yes on Living Unlimited with Sharonda on the Make It Great Network.
Greetings. I am Sharonda Cohn, and I invite you to check out Living Unlimited. Living Unlimited is about releasing yourself to live in more joy, peace, love, and abundance. Each Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can find inspiration and empowering information that will move you in the direction of your purpose and your destiny. That's Living Unlimited, each Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Make It Great Network.
And we are back. You are listening to Living Unlimited with Sharonda on the Make It Great Network. And today we are talking about what it means to say yes to God. There is a lovely passage written by Eric Butterworth, and it's in the book called The Universe is Calling. Excuse me. And it says, "Come with me to my favorite retreat of the mind. Sit with me in a lovely mountain meadow in a field of golden poppies, and reflect with me on a great thought. As I snap my fingers, imagine that the earth disappears from beneath us, and we are in space with the moon and the sun looming large before us. I snap my fingers again, and the moon disappears, and again, and the sun disappears. Now we are deep into, quote-unquote, outer space in a great vault of the universe. We are within a canopy of stars around us on all sides, and they appear to be sending their shafts of light specifically to us, like supporting hands of the universe. Rest for a while in this image and feel the universe rushing, streaming, and pouring into you from all sides while you sit quietly. Now, you may be wondering, is this praying? Certainly not as the world prays. For you are the center of the universe or of God. And is there a difference? God is a presence who is totally present. So there is nowhere to bow down to worship him, even within yourself. Can you sense the awakening to a new insight into God and yourself? Not someone to pray to, but the focus of an infinite idea being projected into visibility as you that you pray from. The universe is calling. It is the call of Prometheus, a restless urge that keeps you forever reaching for the highest and is incapable of settling for anything less. It is an inner voice that whispers, "This is not good enough. Life must be more than this. There must be a better way to live." The call of the universe is like the pull of the sun on a sunflower, which causes the blossoms to open up and face the sun continuously as it crosses the sky. It is the pull of life upward and outward on all growing things. It is the healing activity in which life is always biased on the side of health. "Many are called, but few are chosen," said Jesus. This is not suggesting discrimination. It is the universe calling, and it is a continuum innate in all persons. It is the call to come up higher, to take charge of your life, to release your imprisoned splendor. The universe is calling. But sadly, few persons respond with a commitment to make progressive changes in their life. The call of the universe is the key to prayer, though it is not prayer as we have been conditioned to receive it. Your prayer is not for God to listen to. True prayer is words that God may utter through you, that you voice or feel in the spirit. You may recall that Jesus said, "The word which you hear is not mine, but my Father's who sent me." We are brought back from the imaging experience by the loud bong of the bells in the cathedral over the hill, which suggests a brilliant metaphor. The weather vane on the steeple is pointing north, but it does not make the north wind blow. It simply registers the direction of the wind. And when we pray, we do not cause God to spring into action. Rather, in our praying, we are hearing the call of the universe and responding to it. Perhaps it is a startling insight, but think about it. Try it. The universe is calling. Are you listening? More importantly, how are you responding? I love that. The release of the inner splendor, that pull. We all have that pull for something higher, for something greater. Within each of us is an intuitive sense to reach for something better. It's the part of us that wishes and dreams. And it's that universal pull which is calling you to come up higher. Are you ready to say yes? As we talked about earlier, starting a conversation with God, meaning starting with yes. And that conversation happens in prayer. Saying yes also means accepting everything that life puts in front of us. It is putting the full weight of your consciousness on the side of God without doubt. It means you are adopting an attitude that we are responsible for our own experiences, because when we fail to do so, then we tend to look for the cause of our problems out there. Excuse me. And so we get into a conversation that says, well, I am like this because the economy is bad. This happened because Johnny didn't treat me right. We live in a recession. Or we have a case of bad luck. So when we assist that the cause of our conditions are outside of us, we also expect for the solution to be outside of us as well. I remember being asked, if your circumstances never changed, what would you need to do to find peace? And that gave me a great pause. It suggested that I need to stop looking at my outer circumstances and begin to look within. So if I need to find peace, I need to look within. There is no blame, shame, or guilt here. There's just figuring out where I am in my life, accepting that this is what's happening to me, and then go say yes to God and just, it's amazing what can happen to you when you open up. I remember when I wanted to begin public speaking, and I didn't know where to start. And so I went just into the silence and took an inspired action. Okay, so I am attending a church service. And something said, you know, I had been going off and on when I could get there, and it was a midweek service, and I got a divine nudge that said, go to the church service. So I thought, okay, where is this coming from out of the blue? So we think it's out of the blue. So I went, and not expecting a thing. And I got there. I enjoyed myself in the service. I interacted with like-minded people. I had a great time. The director of the service pulled me aside later and said, hey, would you like to speak? And I'm thinking, what? But I know that's the Most High working that is nudging me in the direction of my purpose and my destiny. So I speak, and it is now leading to more interaction with people, more speaking engagements, and it's just a lovely, lovely thing. So understand that the power is available for you. It's there in you always. And please know that God can do no more for you than he can do through you. So you have to be an open vessel. You have to say yes, not yeah, not uh-huh, not okay. You have to say yes and mean it. Let your yes be yes and your no be no, right? The universe is calling you, and it's saying yes means you accept life as it is happening to you. I'm so excited, I can't even get my words out. You say yes. You accept life as it is happening to you, and you look within for a divine nudge that will move you forward. And I want to be very clear about something here. Acceptance in this instance is not the same as complacency. Acceptance means you are in the flow of what's happening and you become empowered from within to make a change. Complacency means you are well aware of your life and your circumstances, yet you feel powerless, and thus you don't try to answer the call of your soul to do more, to live greater, to live higher. And I know I have been in that place. I have definitely been in the place of complacency before I knew any better. Saying yes also means you acknowledge that you are fully supported in life. In fact, I have a wonderful affirmation that we can say together that will create a deep resonance and a knowing that you are supported. So excuse me. So the affirmation is as follows. I am loved and supported by the all-knowing, all-providing, everywhere present Spirit of God. And I'd like to repeat that a few more times. And if you are saying it with me, I want you to tap your heart as you repeat it. I am loved and supported by the all-knowing, all-providing, everywhere present Spirit of God. I am loved and supported by the all-knowing, all-providing, everywhere present Spirit of God. I am loved and supported by the all-knowing, all-providing, everywhere present Spirit of God. I am loved and supported by the all-knowing, all-providing, everywhere present Spirit of God. I am loved and supported by the all-knowing, all-providing, everywhere present Spirit of God. And one more time, while you tap, I am loved and supported by the all-knowing, all-providing, everywhere present Spirit of God. I feel a deeper resonance in just doing that little exercise alone. Affirmations work because you are aligning yourself with the truth of who you are. It is not a rote repeating of random words. It is an embodiment of the truth. And they work at transforming your mind in a higher awareness, right? So as you say your affirmations, it is important for you to get in the feeling of that thing. It is important for you to get in a feeling of belief about that thing. And as you say it over and over, you will begin to believe and know that it is true. And the reason I add tapping on your heart is because that is an energy center. That is your heart chakra. That is where your energy of love and support resonates. So as you're tapping that, you're reminding your heart chakra to open up and accept the truth of what you're saying. I am loved and supported by the all-knowing and providing everywhere present Spirit of God. As you acknowledge that you are fully supported, you also are trusting in the process. I know for me, trusting in the process is one of the most difficult things that I am faced with. So when I'm having a less than stellar and far from what I think is a spiritual moment, I have to remember that I am here to learn something, not to resist it. What I used to do is when I feel a moment of melancholy coming upon me, what I used to do is, I don't want to be sad, you know. I tried to push it away. I didn't want to feel it. And so inevitably, I would be sad about feeling sad, and that just increased my sadness, right? But A Course in Miracles reminds me that if I knew who walked beside me on this way I have chosen, fear would be impossible. So I don't need to fear the sadness. I don't need to fear the upset. I just acknowledge that I'm upset, accept that I am upset, and then I can move through the upset and create a space for healing. Because this is the journey I have chosen. So reminding myself of who walks beside me when I know that I'm supported, then I have no fear. But I do not know, A Course in Miracles says, because the journey in darkness has been long and cruel, and I have gone deep into it. And it goes on to say, each instant that we spend together, that is the Spirit and I, will teach me that my goal is possible and will strengthen my desire for it. And Spirit stands with me and walks with me in the advance of my truth. Whew, let's breathe on that thing. Knowing that you are supported. The Spirit of God is going nowhere. We only moved and we moved in our thoughts. So while we take a break, I want to remind you that you are listening to Living Unlimited on the Make It Great Network, and we will be back in just a moment.
I am great. Not because someone told me, but because I believe. I believe in my abilities to achieve the impossible. I am strong beyond measure. I am smart without a doubt. High I will aim. Shout loudly I proclaim that I am great. I am great from my inner core. Deeply, I believe that no obstacle is too large, too much to overcome. I am a conqueror. Opposition I will slay, for this is the day I say that I am great. I am great. I know who I am. I stand tall and erect. Nothing intimidates me. From the moment I begin, I win. I am defined by greatness and nothing less. My only option is success. Action proves it best that I am great.
And we are back. We have been talking about saying yes to God and discussing a challenging part for me, which was trusting in the process. I was talking before about how that's a very difficult part for me, this trusting. You know, it's hard to believe that the painful and challenging experience are really for our highest good. What is it here to teach? You know, when we are in those spaces, we have to ask the right questions. When you say yes to God, you ask the right questions. It's not, why is this happening to me? No, that's not the question. That's not an empowering question to ask when you're in that space. When you say yes to God, you ask, what am I to learn from this experience? Because you know it's for your highest good. So there's something here in it for you. You don't want to repeat it. So you want to get the lesson. Because as we know, it keeps happening until we get it. I remember Oprah used to say all the time, it first comes in a whisper. If you don't get it, it might come to you in a shout. You don't get it, it might come to you bumping your head against the wall. And if you don't get it, the wall will crumble upon you. So I'm ready to have less crumbling and take the guidance from the whisper and get it the first time when at all possible. So trusting that we are where we need to be in the moment so we can gather the tools needed on the journey that is set before us. So we have been talking about saying yes, what that means. Now I want to talk a little bit about the how. And then we'll wrap it up with an exercise at the end. Excuse me. And so you can get a feel for what that really looks like. So how do we say yes? A vital method for answering the call of God is prayer. The object of prayer is to expand our awareness of the infinite and reminding ourselves that the infinite is present within us at all times. It is knowing the oneness and allowing the rush of ideas, the rush of divine inspiration and divine intelligence to enter, to be open to that. And it happens when we are still and when we are quiet. A Course in Miracles says, prayer is the medium of miracles. And miracles, by the way, are habits And they're natural for us. It is when there is not a miracle that something has gone wrong. A miracle is an example of right thinking and aligning ourselves with the truth. So I used to think that miracles were these supernatural happenings that only happen to special people. But in my study and my experience, I am coming to learn that miracles are normal. Miracles is the thing that happens when we align ourselves with right thinking and we are in the flow. We are in synchronicity. Things are happening the way it's supposed to happen. There's no massive action that needs to be taken. We don't always have to go out and do and be. We can allow the expression of the miracle to happen through us simply by answering the call to prayer, answering the call of the universe and saying yes. Prayer is that means of communication. And A Course in Miracles says, through prayer, love is received, and through the miracle, love is expressed. So saying yes is the basis of spiritual healing. And that healing is simply the releasing of the divine potential that was already within you. It is that splendor that is ready to be released through you. So when you say yes, you keep your minds open to an inner flow. Again, you learn to trust the process. There it is again. It must mean that I have to get in the experience of a deeper trusting of the process. And that's a story for you, let me tell you. And when you do that, there are no limits on what we can achieve. So in our prayer of yesness, we forget about how worried and fearful we are in the moment, and we remember how wonderful and how supported we are. So to answer the call of the universe with yes means to change our level of thinking. You know, earlier I was talking about when the question was asked of me, if my circumstances never changed, what would I need to do to find peace? And so I put that question out in social media. And one of the responses I received was, you know, it was kind of a tongue-in-cheek at first, but it really spoke to, I think, what many of us feel and have felt at one time or another. And that response was, well, I guess I'll steal kids candy from little kids. That was the tongue-in-cheek part. But the person was also saying, if my circumstances never changed, then I wouldn't have peace. That speaks volumes. Again, we have to remember that God can do no more for us than he can do through us. So if you're focusing on the outer, if I'm focusing on the outer, that means there is no room for divine inspiration to offer a solution. Eric Butterworth says, God can't lift you out of the gutter, for your in-the-gutter experience is your self-definition at this time. But you can get out of the gutter when you begin to think out of the gutter thoughts. Hello. There is a better life for you, but it is not something that will be bestowed on you when you get in divine favor. It is yours to unfold when you are willing to start earning the right to have it. You have the right. The right is there. It's already within you. Your willingness to say yes to the unfoldment is when things will change. So if I want to get out of the gutter, then I have to stop thinking in the gutter thoughts. there's a story about a person who, an employer, was noted for sending a memo that was affixed to the paycheck of a worker. And the memo said, "We have decided on a nice salary increase for you, which will become effective when you do." And that just cracked me up. Are we effective? You become effective when you say yes, when you become willing. When you, and that willingness means getting still. It means going in prayer. It means thinking of prayer differently. So the first step is letting go. So in your prayer of yesness, the first thing you want to do is let go. Step two is go within to experience your oneness with spirit, which most of us know as meditation. And then the third step, we project the power that is within us through affirmation. Whew, it's not as daunting as it seems. You relax, you become one, and you affirm that power. In the process, so we'll break it down a little bit step by step. So in the process of letting go, this is an exercise in relaxation and an important part of preparing yourself for prayer. So no new information can come to you when we are bogged down with the thoughts and worries of our time. A solution can't come to us. Again, we have to go beyond the problem. The solution and the problem are not on the same conscious level. So we let go, we relax out of the situation and circumstance, and we let go. And so we release ourselves to just being. So it's as simple as sitting in a chair with your feet flat and your body erect, and you speak to each part of your body, and you command it to relax. So you just say, you know, "I release and relax my forehead," and you just go through each body part. "I release and relax my shoulders." And in this state, you start to feel limp, and you might feel a rush of inspiration come to you in this moment. So now you're ready to receive the inner wisdom. You're ready to become one with your inner power. And in this particular instance of meditation, we're not asking questions. We're just simply establishing ourselves in the oneness of the flow. We're establishing ourselves in this inner energy. There is no doing in this step. It's just simply being. And so we focus on the breath, and you breathe in, "God is," and you breathe out, "I am." And so the next step is the affirmation. It is the affirming of the power that is within you. You are synchronizing yourself in your consciousness with your spirit. You're becoming one. You're affirming that you are one. You are outwardly displaying "God is" and "I am." So you're speaking the truth of your being is what it boils down to. Our prayers are designed for us to say yes to life in this manner. So there's no more. There's no beseeching. There's no begging. In that consciousness, we are not in a space of knowing that it is already done for us, right? So In this manner of prayer, we affirm that it is already done for us. An example of an affirmation would be, I am an ever unfolding expression of perfect life. And we are. And in this process of saying yes, our outer matches our inner. So our outer manifestation matches what we know and believe on the inside. Eric Butterworth says that the I am concept is a truly wonderful principle, and that is an awesome show topic, and maybe I'll do that next time, because there's so much that we can learn from the I am presence. But speaking your I amness is a true affirmation. So just in your daily living, changing your talk to an empowering talk, be careful of what you attach your I ams to. So I am sick, and I am broke, and I am poor is not an empowering way to say yes to the greatness that is within you. And so just a quick recap of the steps is let go, relax. 2, get into the silence. 3, affirm the truth of who you are. So you have said yes to the universe. Now what? Well, you keep on keeping on, right? You trust the process. Wow, that keeps coming up for me. Trust the process, Sharonda. That's what that means. Aligned my thoughts with the truth of my being and trust the divine nudges and take the inspired action. And know this. If you want it, you can have it, because you couldn't want it if you couldn't get it, right? Your desire is proof of your ability, and that ambiguous feeling of wanting something a little higher, a little deeper, a little bigger is the universe calling. Are you ready to say yes? Yes, with a resounding yes. Say it like you mean it. Say it with your chest. All right. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to go through a quick meditation and prayer for saying yes to the universe. Right back on the Make It Great Network.
What if it all went right? What if you could go from dream deferred to dream fulfilled? If you are ready to explore what could be possible for you, if you released yourself to expectation and wonder, then you are ready to live unlimited. Join Sharonda in creating a community of high vibrational women and nurture the conditions to create the manifestation of your heart's desire. By working with Sharonda on a richer and deeper level, you will be guided to the rediscovery of your purpose and your destiny. Visit www.sharondacrone.com to schedule your complimentary discovery session. In this session, we will explore where you are now, where you want to go, and uncover a solution that will help you reach your goal. So visit www.sharondacrone.com and sign up today.
Okay, friends, we are back. Now, for this time, I'd like to take us really quickly through the meditation and prayer process. Just for, this is our yesness, what I like to call our yesness prayer. It is for opening up to your divine power within. It is for accepting the charge to release your inner splendor, to go big, to go bold, to step into your greatness, to, I don't know, live unlimited. And so part of that is just getting still, listening for divine direction, and taking inspired action. So as we begin, I'd like to ask you to just focus your attention on this moment. And sitting straight up, feet flat on the floor, begin to relax. Take a deep breath. Starting with the top of your head, relax your facial muscles. Relax the wrinkle in your forehead. Deep breath. Relax your shoulders. Relax your abdomen. Take a deep breath and relax your hands. Focusing on your breath, continue to relax the rest of your body, your thighs. Your knees. Allow yourself to be. Just continue focusing on the breath. If you receive a thought during this time, just recognize it and let it go. Return your focus to your breath. Imagine yourself in a peaceful place on the beach. And just allow your body to release itself. You are here in the oneness with Spirit. And now we affirm the presence, and the power. I am forever unfolding in the Spirit of God. Breathe. And when you are ready, return to this time and space. Bringing with you the inspiration, the power, and the presence of the divine. You have just said yes, and now I am excited for what is going to happen in your life now. You are ready to go forward and live in a manner that suggests that you are fully supported in your desires, in your destiny, and in your purpose. I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Make It Great Network and the Living Unlimited Show with Sharonda. We will be back here next week, same time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and I look forward to what comes. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Living Unlimited Radio Show, where it is my hope that I have inspired you to tune in to your higher self. Dare to live unlimited. If you would like to keep this conscious conversation going, I invite you to connect with me directly at www.sharondachrome.com. I am great, not because someone told me, but because I believe. I believe in my abilities to achieve the impossible. I am strong beyond measure. I am smart, without a doubt. High, I will aim. Shout loudly, I proclaim that I am great. I am great from my inner core. Deeply, I believe that no obstacle is too large, too much to overcome. I am a conqueror. Opposition I will slay, for this is the day I say that I am great. I am great. I know who I am. I stand tall and erect. Nothing intimidates me. From the moment I begin, I win. I am defined by greatness and nothing less. My only option is success. Action proves it best that I am great.